This is Monterey Bay Today from KAZU News. It's Thursday, April 30th. I'm Katie Brown. The San Benito County Board of Supervisors has voted unanimously to adopt a new temporary moratorium on battery energy storage systems in unincorporated areas. The urgency ordinance passed on Tuesday cited public health and safety concerns. It extends a 45-day moratorium approved on March 10th for another 45 days. The county says they've used the moratorium to update parts of their countywide safety plans related to evacuations, emergency response, and hazardous materials. California is preparing to share detailed information about its driver's license holders with a national database. Opponents, calling it a betrayal, say the move could put more than a million undocumented people at risk. Carrie Johnson with our California newsroom partner Cal Matters explains.
State authorities say they are required to share the data to comply with the Real ID Act, which sets standards for what kind of identification is accepted at federal facilities like airports. If officials don't share the data, there's concern that the U.S. Department of Homeland Security could refuse to accept California licenses and IDs at TSA checkpoints. That's according to information shared with advocates at a briefing between the California Department of Motor Vehicles and the Office of Governor Gavin Newsom earlier this month. The state plans to provide the data to the American Association of Motor Vehicle Administrators, a trade group led by DMV officials across the country. ANVA has assured California that ICE and Border Patrol won't have access to that database. But advocates are questioning how likely it is a nonprofit group would be able to fend off requests from federal immigration agencies if they came.
That was Carrie Johnson with Cal Matters. That's it for Monterey Bay Today. We'll be back with more local news tomorrow morning.